Connect Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump's latest tariffs went into effect at midnight.
The president did sign this proclamation that has now doubled tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, raising them from 25 to 50%. Our European allies saying that they are ready to respond with countermeasures. And it also comes as the administration is sending a reminder to our trading partners to send their best offers by today. Only one trade deal has been announced so far.
That's ABC Senior Washington correspondent Rachel Scott. Big box retailers like Target, Walmart, and Costco have all said their prices will be going up because of the tariffs. Elon Musk strongly criticizing the budget bill President Trump is pushing, Musk calling it an abomination because of how much it will add to the federal deficit. The Pentagon planning to take the name of gay rights icon and Navy vet Harvey Milk off of a Navy ship. Coco Gauff overcoming 10 double faults to defeat Madison Keys at the French Open. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Another push for new gun violence measures. Wisconsin Democrats and advocates are proposing a package of gun safety bills. They introduced these bills Tuesday that would institute universal background checks, reinstate a 48-hour waiting period for gun purchases, and add red flag laws. All proposals that have broad bipartisan support across the country and have been introduced here in Wisconsin before. Gun violence is the number one cause of death for American children. It's been that way for years now. Lindsay Busher from Moms Demand Action Wisconsin.
To every parent, whether you're here in Madison or in Green Bay or Eau Claire or La Crosse or Superior, I hope you feel hopeful because this package is for you.
From 2014 to 2023, the gun death rate increased 34% in the U.S. Here in Wisconsin, it rose 54%. During that time, Republicans repealed Wisconsin's 48-hour waiting period to buy a handgun, which had been in place for about four decades. Senator Chris Larson.
As anyone could have predicted, and many of us did, gun violence has risen as a result of it.
Daryl Morin, head of Forward Latino.
In 2022, right here in the state of Wisconsin, we had 830 gun deaths. 277 of those were homicides. The overwhelming majority, 529 were Wisconsinites who took their own life.
Over the last five or so years, Democrats have introduced dozens of gun safety bills. But Republicans control which ones get hearings and, of course, which get passed. So the big question is, will any Republicans get on board? State Senator Deb Indraka.
Some of them say they support some of these measures. That's why we have public hearings. It's shameful that none of these have ever been called up.
We reached out to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss's office, and as of this recording, we haven't heard back. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers meet with the media. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in Green Bay, where the Packers held press conferences after another day of OTA practices. Lucas Van Ness saying it was difficult playing defensive end all last season after suffering a broken thumb in spring practice.
I wore a full cast all the way until about week 10 or 11, I'm not exactly sure, and then kind of had some lingering issues. So I wore it most of the season, which is kind of always limited to playing on just that right side of the defensive line. So I'm excited to get back and kind of have the ability to go and play on both sides again.
Baseball, the Brewers losing last night to the Reds 4-2. After the game, Pat Murphy got more bad news. Brandon Woodruff, out since September of 2023, was pitching in his final rehab stint in Nashville when the big right-hander was hit in the elbow by a comeback hit traveling 108 miles an hour.
He took a line drive off the elbow, right elbow. The x-rays are negative from what I understand, but we want to get him. We slime back and get him the CT scan and get it all checked out.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The Canadian wildfire smoke is going to hang around again this morning. We may even catch a few sprinkles this morning, but the smoke should get out of here this afternoon. Sky will clear out, high in the mid to upper 70s today. Tonight, clear, low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
The John and Gordy Show.
They have quite a selection of hearing aids. They've got Bluetooth, of course, and AI. We're Android robots.
You've been assimilated into the Borg.
We are into the Borg. Be kind of cool.
The Borg hearing aid.
If they haven't, we should latch on to that. The John and Gordy Borg hearing aid devices at a special discount.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow will be on the show, along with Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. We'll talk politics, Packers, and life. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
Musk also tweeted that Congress is bankrupting America. Yo, Elon, bro, were you not paying attention when Trump said he was gonna run the country like one of his businesses? Trump versus Elon, what an unexpected, I'm not sure who to root for. It's like Diddy versus R. Kelly. Obviously.
Yay. Yay, Jimmy Kimmel.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's the best big bag of rats ever.
Uh-oh. Ah! Yes.
Let's play that all morning, Bella. Fight, fight, fight. You're all equally awful. Oh, my God.
Really awful.
Stephen Miller, Mike Johnson, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Fight, fight, fight. Fight, fight, fight. Donald Trump. Oh, fight Elon Musk. Ah! Okay, let's get into it. So Stephen Miller made, let me count, carry the four divided by the back of the cocktail napkin math. Nine, I believe he made nine social media posts defending the Big Beautiful Bill.
Yep.
And attacking critics in just 3 hours.
Critics yesterday. Like Elon Musk.
Right.
Yeah.
He desperately attempted to make the case for Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. After Musk called it a disgusting abomination. Uh-huh. In fairness, he might have been talking about Stephen Miller. I mean,
both are.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Six of one, half dozen the
right.
other.
Right. Stephen Miller tweeted the bill would fund the entire wall up front now with no possibility of Democrat obstruction. Are they trying that again?
I thought Mexico
the big
was,
beautiful wall is in the big beautiful bill.
I thought Mexico was paying for it.
I know, right? I thought it was done. Trump said it was done, the entire wall.
Okay. All right.
I didn't even know the wall was still in there. The wall's in there?
Okay. So. Well, apparently there's a lot in there that Marjorie Taylor Greene didn't know about.
Oh, she didn't read it. Who
God.
Knew? Oh, my goodness.
Now she hates it.
Stephen Miller said this is the most MAGA bill ever. Okay. Speaker Mike Johnson said Elon Musk is terribly wrong. Fight, fight, fight. Big bag of rats. He said, for him to come out now and pan the whole bill to me is just very disappointing, very surprising in light of the conversation I had with him yesterday. I just deeply regret he's made this mistake. Fight. Oh, that's good. And so now they're mansplaining to each other.
Of
like
course.
He's Elon.
Yeah.
He's pretty. He doesn't understand the bill. He doesn't
understand. Oh, bless his little heart. He doesn't know how business works.
Chris, who said, I'm sorry, I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know you did it.
Ace and Gary, the ambiguously gay duo.
No, that's a good guess in pride, though. No, that was Elon Musk.
Okay.
You know what you did. I saw what you did last summer. Okay, this is fantastic. Oh, let's go on to Marjorie Taylor. Let's burrow down into the bag of rats.
Yeah.
Throw down on the bag of rats with me.
Now she hates the big beautiful bill.
So this
after
puts her
voting
on the side of,
for it.
This puts her on the side of Elon Musk.
It
really is like we always say. It's like Ebola versus leprosy. I don't know.
Right.
Don't
know who do you root for?
Root for just do fight it out.
R. Kelly and Diddy. It's like
get rid of one of them. It's fine.
Yeah.
Marjorie Taylor Greene voted for the One Big Beautiful Bill, but admitted that she had not read it.
Right.
Oh, so that's like that other guy at the town hall thought that would get him off the hook.
Right.
Yeah, I voted for this, but I didn't read it in my defense. Oh, that's not a defense?
No, not a defense.
Oh, what? It's kind of, I'm sorry, you didn't.
It's like, your job.
Okay. She said, admitted she did not know about this section. I would have voted no had I known this was in there.
Oh, okay. Why didn't you know?
Because reading?
She didn't know how to read.
Don't think so.
She's okay. Shaped like Barney Rubble.
She said, we have no idea what AI will be capable of in the next 10 years, and giving it free rein and lying states into states' hands is potentially dangerous. This needs to be stripped out in the Senate. Oh, now she's lecturing the Senate about the bill that she didn't read.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes back to the House for approval, I will not vote for it. Well, that's taking a stand.
Well, okay. Well, then.
She's probably a slow reader, though, so she should maybe start now, because by the time it comes...
When
yeah.
she reads, her mouth moves and forms the words.
Can I just say I love our Eric Swalwell and his potty mouth? He said, you have one job, to read the f***ing bill.
Yes.
And he dropped an MF, didn't he? Wait.
Yes, he did. Where was that?
There are not enough F-bombs to get through this current administration. Can I just say,
yes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Got it.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Okay. There we go.
Okay.
We're firing cancer doctors. So we have a real clean contrast. We're for cures, they're for cancer, right? Like, so like,
oh,
that's why you should.
No, it came in the middle. Sorry.
Five. I'm sorry. I called for the wrong thing. My bad. Yes. Go ahead. Five.
Okay. Here we go.
These motherfuckers are firing cancer doctors. So we have a real clean contrast. We're for cures. They're for cancer. Right. Like so. Like that's why you should trust us. Because 40% of Americans are going to get a phone call from a doctor to say, "I'm sorry, you have cancer." And so you're gonna. If it doesn't come to you, it's going to come to someone you know. And so you want the party that believes in your health care and that you have a right to fight it and not go broke. And I think we have a chance to do that.
Who is this not personal to, right?
Yeah.
You know, for all of us in this community, we know that Randy Rhoads is battling lung cancer right now.
Yeah.
I mean, it is just, boy, if you can't understand that, you know, cutting cancer research bad, I don't know what to say. I mean, this Joni Ernst thing just has legs because... Oh, my God. First of all, can I just say, Joe, Republicans, stop trying comedy. Like, she thinks she's an actress.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, she thinks she's being funny. I want to start out by sincerely apologizing. I can't believe in the tooth fairy. Like, oh, my God. You are no Cecily Strong. Like, what? Really? You think this is fun? And you're in a Senate cemetery.
Yeah.
Because that's funny.
It goes back to my truism that all Republican comedy has to do with someone dying.
Right. Yes. Yes. But you know what? We made a Broadway musical out of it, thanks to Rocky Mountain Mike.
Yes, we did.
And Mary in Ann Arbor.
Aw.
Because you know what?
What?
My dad got me a basement. Let's put on a show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Station stop. Up Creek, Iowa. Nothing halfway about the Iowa congressperson.
When she's certain,
which she never is at all. There's an Iowa kind, a special head up her ear and attitude
that she's never been without.
What we recall,
it will be cold as a frozen thermometer by December if she cuts her Medicaid come this July.
And she's so goddamn ruthless she can stand in a graveyard for a mean photo op that says you're going to die.
But what the heck? You're welcome. Join us in the ER.
You can have your fill of all the care you fund yourself.
You really ought to come to Iowa to die.
I take it that was from a musical?
Yes, it's from Gay Pride Month. Wait,
I'm not a musical gay. So.
I believe it's Music Man.
It sounds like Music
yes,
Man.
Yes, it's from Music Man.
Okay.
It's Iowa Stubborn from Music Man. Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Thank you, Mary in Ann Arbor. I've
never seen Music Man.
I know. You're the you're the wrong kind of gay.
I know the pool song.
We did that in honor of them stripping Harvey Milk's name from the Navy ship just to be D's. They admitted it's because of Pride Month.
Yeah.
That they waited till Pride Month to do it.
And,
oh, they're such a bag of
D's. And they're
D's.
Doing. They're going to do it to other ships named after civil rights leaders, too, like Harriet Tubman. And they're going to change all of those names, too.
Yeah, of course they are.
Of course. I'm not surprised.
No, I'm not surprised either. Not surprised at all.
You know what? I'm still super. I'm still going to have a great Pride Month. By the way.
Super gay Al.
Right.
Or gay Al.
By the way, go to JillSobule.com.
Uh-huh.
By the way, she was right about everything, including that Stephen Miller is the Omen kid. But yes, there's new Resist shirts, and there is the seventh grade shirts, and it all supports getting her music out in the world. A lot of unpublished stuff, and F the Seventh Grade, which I would.
We're calling audibles over here.
A lot of audibles over here. Well, I feel like I'm on the sidelines of an NFL game. What's happening? Okay.
No.
I'm super.
Thank you.
Thanks for asking.
I'm having a happy pride.
I couldn't be better, I must say. I'm feeling super. No, nothing bugs me. Everything is super when you're... Don't you think I look cute in this hat?
Oh, we're all wearing hats.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Cripple. Oh. But I just can't feel too bad for you right now.
Oh, no. We never go past...
No! Yeah. After I'm... Don't I look cute in this hat?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That takes a turn.
All right. You know what we found, Chris? I think we need to do way more fun stack, because I think a lot of people need distraction from the horrors of the... So our friend Paula Poundstone...
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes.
...has focused on synchronized swimming, because... Okay, we were all telling our sports stories... Because we're discussing the trans and sports issue.
Sports?
No. That's what we were saying.
Right.
A lot of straight people suck at sports. A lot of trans people suck at sports.
Right.
A lot of, what do you call it? Biological males and females
right.
are different shapes and sizes at different ages. And prepubescent boys compete against postpubescent boys all the time and have an advantage and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. And when I run, my heels kick my butt.
Yes. Like a girl.
I fully admit it. I'm not a sporto.
I'm a biological girl, though not good at it.
You played softball like a good lesbian.
Well, yeah, I was good at some sports. Swimming was not one of them. I explained that Lori Nodon and I, when we did the synchronized swimming thing, she was really good, so she did all the tricks, and then I just did an oyster, which is this thing where you just collapse and sink to the bottom of the pool. So it was not synchronized at all, but Lori Nodon was just really nice, and they let me just be, you know.
That.
Yeah. So, this has triggered Paula Poundstone's synchronized swimming memories.
All right.
Oh, could I have some nostalgia
music? She has
music?
Memories of synchronized swimming?
Oh, yes, yes. Everyone's got a story, sure.
All right.
Yes. I thought you would have been one of those, like, I know you kind of synchronized swimming gays, but you were not.
No, I swam, like, competitively, but not very well.
Oh. Yeah, I swim in high school.
I was on the swim team.
Oh, really?
I got out to get out of gym.
Okay. I was better at sinking. That's what an oyster is. Anyway. Paula Poundstone on the subject of synchronized swimming. Dear Stephanie, I took synchronized swimming in my youth. We didn't compete, but at the end of the summer, we did a show. We were so bad that our coach had us wear tight stuff with styrofoam to keep us afloat.
Oh, no.
Okay, I wasn't that bad. I believe the move you referred to as an oyster is, in fact, a clam.
I think she's making all this up.
I think so. She's a notorious liar.
Yes.
If you did the move where you crawled pelvis face up sideways on the bottom of the pool, that was a crab. If you did it on the surface of the water, that was a Jesus crab. And if you did that... And if you did that with avocado and rice wrapped in seaweed, that was a California roll with Jesus. Your pal, Paul Poundstone. Thank you, Paula, for those things. Nice swimming.
That helps.
Fun facts. That yes. Helps. Now we can move on. And now, back to the countdown.
A story about a bear.
No. Back to the countdown.
Okay.
All right, back to
Another
Man Meets
Another damn dead dog dedication.
Now we go. We go onward to Man Meet Wednesday.
Yes.
Bob Seska up first. Malcolm Nance, Carlos Alzeraqui. 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by the Knock Box.
Knock Box.
Yep. Are you traveling this summer? I'm traveling next week, next Friday after the show, kids. Will you leave instructions for a house sitter? Yes. Name and number of your vet? Yes. Mm-hmm. Code to your alarm system? Yes. Think about all the steps you take to prepare for vacation, and you'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. It's a complete system that helps you organize all your accounts, possessions, estate plans for your next of kin. Every knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything you need to manage your estate when you're gone. Funeral directives, insurance policies, keys to your storage, you name it. Knockbox helps you organize it all. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the knockbox of your choice. Go to theknockbox.com/Stephanie. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie. Get 16% off theknockbox.com/Stephanie.
We're colossal. We're stupendous. We're terrific. We're even supportive.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show. It's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomachache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to Home Title Lock. .com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Stephanie.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. President Donald Trump recently announced pardons to a range of individuals, including convicted drug dealers, fraudsters, and convicted public officials. ABC News reports 1 in 5 have political or financial ties to the president. Scott Jenkins, a former Culpeper County, Virginia sheriff, had been sentenced to 10 years for taking $75,000 in bribes in exchange for issuing deputy sheriff's badges. Jenkins had been a longtime Trump supporter. Ardent Trump acolyte Michelle Fiore had not yet been sentenced when she received her pardon on April 23rd. A former member of the Nevada Assembly, she was convicted of 6 counts of wire fraud for skimming money from a memorial for a slain Las Vegas police officer. She used the money for rent, plastic surgery, and her daughter's wedding. Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich was pardoned in February after endorsing Trump's 2020 and 2024 campaigns. Blagojevich appeared on Trump's Celebrity Apprentice in 2010, but was convicted in 2011 of attempting to sell President Barack Obama's vacated U.S. Senate seat, among other corruption charges. Former Kentucky State Senator and 2016 congressional candidate Brian Kelsey served only 2 weeks of a 21-month sentence on federal campaign finance violations before he was pardoned in March. We have a full list of Trump's pardons at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Dean.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
What, are you having a problem with Clyde eating a beaver on because it's Pride Month?
He's eating beaver on TV.
Yeah, it's his stuffed beaver. It's his favorite toy. Have you noticed that, Bella? He goes, yeah. There's like 75 toys in this box.
But he
always
that one.
He always goes for beaver.
He's mama's boy.
Nice beaver.
Handsome man. Yeah, you were concerned he was barfing. I'm like, no, he's just eating the...
Well, his entire body was convulsing. And so I was like...
he is an enthusiastic beaver eater of the stuffed beaver.
Way to go, Clyde.
That is a nice one.
I thought he was gay.
He's confused. Clyde is fluid.
I see.
Much like Karen in Chicago.
Happy Pride, Clyde.
Happy Glide.
What? Yeah, what? No.
As an Astroglide. Yeah. What? Hi, Karen. Oh, please help us.
Hello, good morning. Well, listen, as long as he doesn't poke his eye out.
That's right.
Well, I mean, that like Stephanie did.
Yes. Lesbian eye injuries. You know. It's a thing. All right, go ahead.
So I just have to say, so, you know, I think that, you know, sometimes we disagree with one another. And
no, we don't.
Chris is wrong.
See what I did there?
Okay, Chris is wrong frequently. However, I think we can all agree, Chris, your laugh is infectious.
Oh, it's the best.
I love when you laugh.
Oh, thank you.
So
I don't ever hear it because he doesn't think I'm funny. But when other people
see, I just
call,
laughed at you.
Oh, all right. See, well, you laughed at me. Okay.
Yeah, it makes me happy. Oh. But I want to just say, this is a huge opportunity for House Democrats to message the you-know-what out of this, you know, I didn't read the bill. We didn't know what was in the bill.
Yeah,
they need to get out in front of the cameras.
That's what Swalwell did yesterday. Swalwell went out and did that yesterday. I mean, more people need to do that, but God bless Eric Swalwell for doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely, because they have the rapid response team. They really need to organize and get out. Like I said the other day, if the media is not going to be there, create the viral moments, have a staffer videotape it on their phones, and get that out there to show everybody. See, this is what they do. They do not know what's in these horrible bills that are going to hurt Americans.
This is why, you know, Alan Grayson was such a great, you know, a progressive warrior, right, that we love, because he said it a million years ago, Republican plan is...
Oh, for God's sake, just die!
And then now we have Jody Ernst on tape.
Right.
So if that's not in every ad in the midterms, right, there's something
Talk
wrong.
About death panels. Yeah. Remember the death panels around the ACA?
Uh-huh.
Here you go.
Sure.
Yep. This is the Republican Party. Yep. This is their playbook. So anyway, love you guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Oh, no, love you. Oh, I know we love you.
Aww.
Oh, okay. Oh, by the way, there's just one atrocity after another. ACLU has tweeted, the Trump administration rescinded guidance that reaffirmed hospitals' obligation to provide health and life-saving abortion care to parents and patients in medical emergencies. With this move, Trump is siding with anti-abortion extremists at the expense of patients' lives. How much you want to bet they move to, you know, rescind that entirely, hoping that a bunch of undocumented people will die?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, hospitals don't have to help you anymore with life-saving care.
Right.
I mean, the cruelty, again, Chris,
is the
point. Pete in Wisconsin. Hello, Pete.
Good, buddy. Every morning, how we doing today? So I think they are—they're setting up Leon to be the fall guy for all these disastrous policies. You know, especially after he came out against the big, beautiful bill. And the reason I say that is because everyone kind of knew Captain Ketamine had a little bit of a Captain Ketamine problem. But the specific pill amounts that came out in that New York Times article, that had to be an inside job.
Well, that's what somebody people are saying, like, oh, Stephen Miller leaked it because Elon's sleeping with his wife. Or I can't keep track of what the, you know, the rumors are. Like, I don't know. It's all, they're all
why
awful.
Why are we treating the White House like it's freaking Days of Our Lives, for God's sake? Like, this is embarrassing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I would really like to get back to talking about nonsensical stuff like 70s toys that would kill you.
Right.
But we have
clackers.
To,
clackers.
What? But something. Like, anything. Like, hey, here's the hit. By the way, that Brandy gal, she was not a whore. She was a whore.
Thank you. She was not. She was a bartender.
She was a whore.
Bartender.
She only hooked up with one guy.
Yes, who she's waiting for.
Exactly. Anyway,
yeah, he probably had a bunch of brandies because he's a man whore.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, now
Thank
you're.
Thank you, Bella. Thank you, Bella.
Oh my God.
Thank you, Bella. Girls.
Now you're putting your issues on the men in the song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Bastard people.
I will say, in defense of Chris, frosted pop tarts are the best.
No.
Yes, they are.
No.
They are.
Boo.
All right.
Boo. Oh, that's what people want my Glozell taste test to be, is that I have to eat a frosted Pop-Tart. No! No. Okay. Bob's our first slab of man-mate, Bob Seska, next.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic. Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Elon Musk learned today. Elon Musk, the person who Donald Trump calls both a genius and a boy, just learned that today. He just learned today who runs up the national debt, who increases the budget deficit every single time a Republican president is in the White House. That is exactly what happens. And every single time a Democratic president is in the White House, those budget deficits come down. Bill Clinton got it down to a balanced budget by the year 2000.
Yep.
Yep.
Elon just learned that.
One of my boyfriends, anyway. Sometimes I yell at this guy's name when I'm watching. Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why? Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute, and I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from
Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Bob Seska, when you're not here, you are, as you know, the subject of my show. Almost every...
Yes,
I've heard. And, and not always in the best ways. Those are the parts that I like the most.
Yeah. Well, you probably hadn't heard that I first fell in love with you when I saw you on a box of peas, a box of frozen peas.
That's right. Yes. You know what? I'm totally into the idea of body shaming me when I was a child. That's always
You weren't fat. You were just, you were 11 billion times taller and larger and more muscular than all the other boys, and I can't believe they let you play sports. I just use you as the, you're the trans sports issue in a nutshell.
That's right.
Because
I was always the tallest kid in the class, and I had a giant, round, perfectly round head.
You were like a tall Charlie Brown.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly right. Yeah.
But you,
with a Jim Carrey bowl cut.
I learned new things because we just discussed with each other that we both listen to every minute of each other's show. So we're just in a doom loop. We're just in our liberal bubble, but that's just you and me are in. So
it's an Ouroboros of radio doom. That's
what we're, right. But I had not heard that you sucked at sports. 6'4" and you couldn't play basketball, you doofus?
Yeah. I was raised in a sports household, and I was obviously very clearly the weak link. I was terrible. I mean, I played one season of basketball, and you know how many baskets I scored in the course of that one season?
Ooh. How many?
Zero. Not even close to one. Because the problem was every...
You weren't even, like, useful like the Indian in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest? They couldn't even place you under the basket.
No. That's right. Not even on Banchini's shoulders I able to
score like a
score basket.
You're a useless bumble that couldn't even put the star on the Christmas tree.
Yeah, you can't even bounce.
You're like, oops, I dropped the star again.
Oh, my God. He's a bumble that doesn't bounce.
He keeps dropping the star. He's fumble.
It was perfectly logical that I would play because, again, I've always been a tall person, and everyone who sees me says, do you play basketball? And I have to go, no, I'm terrible at basketball.
Uh-huh.
And that's the wah-wah-wah.
And just that look
of story. Yeah.
All right. Well.
Exactly. And the problem was I'd get close to the basket and I would choke every single time. I'd get, oh, my God, I'm so close to the basket. Ah, it's the opportunity of a lifetime. And
Well, listen, I told the story. I was first team all Catholic at, you know, DCL's Catholic high school, as we all know.
Uh-huh.
That my hook shot, the fearsome.
Right.
You know,
so much
weapon
pressure.
Of
so
the
much
Catholic pressure. League. But I remember Bishop Newman, remember I told you those girls were like 11 billion times bigger. I'm saying, I smelled East German shot putters on them. I don't know if they were East German shot putters, but they were a lot bigger than everybody else. But I remember we actually almost
intense.
Did win, but I choked. I got the ball like right under the basket, and then at the buzzer, just buzzer. Oh, yeah.
Is that why USC didn't take you?
No, for a number of other reasons.
Okay.
Yeah, when I played soccer, I was known for looking like I was trying to run really fast and almost going backwards. That's how slow I was. It was
like,
just
like in a cartoon. Just
scrambling. I'm doing it. It is so slow.
Like Wile E. Coyote right before he'd fall.
Yeah.
The cliff. Just...
Right. Yeah, yeah. There's a very specific Hanna-Barbera sound for how I would run. It was like that, that slapping sound.
Don't we have cartoon running?
Running, running.
Something.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Bella's still learning the box. Pardon? Yes. Anyway.
Yeah, I would always get chosen last. It was terrible. Self-esteem.
Yes.
Not very good.
There we go.
That's Bob Seska playing soccer.
Yeah.
And he's still in the same place.
Yeah. Except I wasn't moving I wasn't moving anywhere. It was like I was caught in some sort of time warp, just suspended.
The Flintstones background, but you actually weren't moving.
Right.
Rock tree.
Yeah.
All right. Do you get the sense none of us want to talk about politics anymore? We're just like killing time.
This is perfect. We can just make fun of myself when I was 6 years old all day. This is great.
It does look like Gulliver's Travels, every single picture of you in your childhood. Okay. But you know what? This does intersect with politics because, right, Bella? Because mm-hmm. bro whatever, bros.
Yeah.
That whole
dude bros.
Dude mm-hmm. bros. Yeah. Yeah, and this whole like Rogan Tate Brothers, you know, version of masculinity that they say partially helped Trump win. I saved a couple for you, and Bella. Steph said says the percentage of American boys who completely agree that women should be paid the same for doing the same work as men fell from 72% in 2018 to 57% in 2023. And I just thought Adam Kinzinger, a former GOP rep, was interesting. He said, I'm going to say something obvious to most. Real masculinity defends the defenseless, punches up, not down, has compassion, and fights only on behalf of others to battle injustice or evil. It doesn't just lift weights and tweet in all caps and listen to Rogan and grow a beard and feel accepted by other men. I mean, yeah just as a manly man, talk on that a little, Bob.
Right. Yeah, it's a lot of it has to do with Donald Trump. I mean, you can't take him out of the equation because people look to the president to set the tone, to deliver ideas and to kind of create an environment for things and thoughts and perceptions of other people. And what he has done has made it okay for people to just discriminate and be misogynistic and all the rest of it. And that's the damage. Every moment Donald Trump is in public view, whether he's president or not, it's just it creates further damage in our society. This is overall societal rot that we're facing, and we see all the time on social media.
Look at the floating, you know, the pardoning Diddy. It's like, don't know if he's going to do it, but how do I own the libs and, you know, and support another horrible misogynist, right? I mean,
everything is politics. What Donald Trump is all about is exclusively politics. He doesn't know how to distinguish between politics and leadership, where everything is the shovel fight. And so what he's always trying to do is gain some sort of advantage against what he perceives as his enemies, which are half of the American people. And so consequently, we're in this environment where it's the ongoing shovel fight. It's the ongoing political argument, the demeaning of people. And rather than actually trying to lead the government in some meaningful way, instead it's the ongoing campaign, whether he's running or not.
You know, you speak so brilliantly about just that. To me, again, it's the media and the both sidesing it of that has gotten us here. I mean, there are a lot of different we can get to Bernie blaming Kamala now in a little and a little bit, but okay, we'll get to that in a second. But Blue Sky, I'm noticing some sane washing of Donald's retroth of the Biden clone conspiracy theory, saying he retrothed it because of the allegedly flattering picture of himself. Stop it. Donald's out of his gourd, and he's getting worse. He's a geyser of disinformation, conspiracy, and lies, always has been. And you just, I think it was Aaron Rupar, you retweeted, said, Biden was old but governed normally. Trump governs erratically because he's unglued. That's the true cover-up, the one the media is enabling when they seem more concerned with the mental condition of a former president than the escalating madness of the current one. I mean, that says it all, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And by the way, that was Stephen Robinson writing for Public Notice, which is Aaron Rupar's thing.
Oh, right, yeah.
But, Yeah, but I thought that quote was fantastic and a great way to encapsulate where we are with all of this. And it's remarkable that we're watching the disintegration of this man, and it doesn't seem to get a whole lot of I think mainstream media conversation. Yeah. Well, the fact that it's very clear that he's losing his mind, that he believes that even if he was joking, which I don't think he was, I don't think that was any sort of like, wouldn't this be funny if this were true? I think reposting that or retrothing that thing about Joe Biden was not a distraction, not something that was, one of these just throwaway items, the noise signal, et cetera. This is a clear indication that the president is completely out to lunch, believing that the former president was replaced with a clone. I mean, how does that even work? A robot in 2020?
Yeah, I mean, what do you call it? Thing that you said? You know, like president. How would you say it? Oh, President QAnon has access to the nuclear codes. That sums up how everything should be covered, Right?
Right, right. Sentence. And I think the key with Donald Trump is he gets away with it because he's still speaking at least somewhat a normal rate. I mean, people age differently. Yeah. And the perception of their age is unique to each individual person. Right. So whereas Joe Biden, as he got older, spoke more slowly, moved more slowly, took a little bit longer to formulate a thought. Whereas Donald Trump, he can still speak at a relatively normal pace.
Yeah.
But what's coming out of his mouth is absolutely nuts.
Gibberish.
And yeah, it's clearly indicative of someone who, and it may not even be necessarily age related. There's some sort of pathology going on with Donald Trump.
Clearly.
That is inexplicable. We often call it weird or weirdness, but it's, I think, far more dangerous than even that word connotes. And so I think this is something that's important for us to keep an eye on because, again, he has access to the nuclear codes. He's making major decisions. I mean, the USAID decisions alone are killing tens of thousands of people, if not more. I think David Brooks estimated something like, and I can't believe I'm quoting David Brooks, but 300,000 people because of his indiscriminate USAID cuts.
Yeah.
So this
trust
is,
me,
this
making me love who's... making me love Rand Paul will go down as the most egregious sin of the Trump administration.
Where are we? Why am I favorably quoting Bill Kristol these days? I mean, it's everything
can
is upside down.
Can you play that bit again of the Rand Paul hairpieces that you wrote when you were, I don't know, high on something that Elon Musk takes?
Yeah. Donald Trump and Rand Paul in their
There were different
store.
Names for his toupees. One of them was Bag of Tangled Extension Cords.
Yeah. The Rusty Corkscrews, I think that was one of the toupees, one of the Rand Paul toupees. I mean, what is that?
All right, to your point about mainstream media, save one more for you. So Maggie Haberman recently said in response to a question about Trump's corruption, citing the meme coin and the Qatar jet, she said she believes the public believes the presidency has been monetized over a long period of time and not just by Trump. Her apparent belief the public thinks that any other president was as corrupt in office as Trump is a very damning indictment of the media, Anna posts. That's exactly right, because they say Biden crime family, and so everybody goes, oh, okay, well, every president does it, when there is absolutely zero evidence, there are absolutely zero crimes by the Biden family. And it's just, is what happened. This is how they both sides is like, oh, everybody monetize. And meanwhile, I mean, this one, Personality of Cult said, anyone want to ask James Comer what he'd be doing if the Biden family's net worth had increased by nearly $3 billion in the first 4 months of his presidency, especially if the source of that wealth was virtually untraceable. I mean,
Don Jr. was on CNBC the other morning, and Andrew Ross Sorkin was asking him about the meme coin, about the Trump meme coin, and they were couching the questioning in the context of, well, this is kind of like Hunter Biden's laptop, or it's kind of like Joe Biden's linkage to China. And there was, so it was this whole thing where clearly there is massive bribery, emoluments, and corruption happening with the Trump administration, but they have to put it in this context of Joe Biden. So they're both sizing the thing. And then Don Jr. starts talking about how, well, we don't know who the people are who are investing in our meme coin. We have no idea. We can't have this information. Yeah. Yes, he can. Obviously, he had 200 of his top investors. Yeah. The Trumps had 200 of their top investors at Mar-a-Lago. Yeah. So clearly they had to know, or they just didn't pick all these names out of just the entire population of humanity. They had to have known who's investing. So there was Don Jr. lying on CNBC, and the hosts are busily going, well, Joe Biden does it too. So, you know, it's kind of balances out. You know.
All right. One last one on the media. You said two terrorist attacks inside the U.S. on Trump's watch so far, according to his own FBI. Maybe someone in the press should ask him why. And as I pointed out yesterday, by the way, somebody tweeted the same thing I said. This guy, this latest horrific thing in Colorado, this guy's visa ran out on Trump's in March. So, of course, he blamed Biden, as usual. Ran out in March. You know, he's here because of you. You know, like, it just, every issue that they try to blame Biden on gets more and more ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, we've all seen it. I mean, since 9/11, the Republicans have really framed themselves as the party of keeping America safe from terrorism. I mean, we all went through that period of time where during the George W. Bush administration, there was so much, patting themselves on the back about their record on terrorism, other than that one colossal terrorist attack on September 11th.
Yeah.
And here's Donald Trump. In the last 2 weeks, there have been two terrorist attacks, domestic terrorist attacks here in the United States. And the FBI is framing both of these cases, the fertility clinic bombing in Palm Springs and then this Boulder situation. Both of them are acts of terror.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump is not held accountable for any of that.
Yeah. No, he's never held to it. Can I say one thing before you go? Ho, 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 Bob Seska.
Yes.
All right. Time for you to go get tied back down by all the little people. See ya. See ya, Gulliver.
Back to the treadmill.
See ya, Gulliver. Have nice travels.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Oh, my 50. God.
I got both those jokes.
Yeah, you did.
Gulliver's Travels.
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah, Jolly Green Guy.
Good. That's why your name's on the show.
That's right. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, listen, the guy that owns the show,
he's
cheating on me somewhere else, but he'll be back. You know why he'll be back today? Cozy Earth sheets.
Of course.
Well, not just sheets, the Lux bath sheets. They're these huge soft towels. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Right?
Nice.
Lap of luxury.
Yeah.
Even in my extra bedroom, I'm telling you. Cozy Earth sheets. I am wearing my Cozy Earth jammies. I mean, it's Father's Day. Holy cow. The all-day tee and studio pant collection. There's an idea. Incredibly soft, breathable, made for all-day comfort, whether he's lounging, traveling, just relaxing at home. There's something for everybody to loll around in the lap of luxury.
With y'all.
Cozy. Oh, y'all lover, if you have one. Okay. Fill in the blank here. Mine is actually blank.
Okay.
Well. Plus, every apparel item comes with a lifetime warranty, a true testament to their quality and durability. Go to CozyEarth.com. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie.
This is a disgusting display.
Well, you can say that again.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter, the name and number of your vet, the code to your alarm system? Think about all the steps you need to take to prepare for vacation. You'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all of your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Every knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. From your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, the Knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a Knockbox. That's Knockbox. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the Knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com/Stephanie. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie to get 16% off right now. Stay calm. Get organized today. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription. And we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We have an air quality advisory continuing across the state today. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is recommending many of us reduce our time outdoors because of smoke from Canadian wildfires. It moved throughout the state yesterday from northwest to southeast. The rain might have helped, but it's not a cure-all. Sensitive groups like those with lung disease, seniors, and kids should spend less time outside this morning and take it easy when you are outside. It's a good time to keep windows closed, and you may want to reduce the things that contribute to indoor pollution, like vacuuming, frying food, and burning candles. Even though the advisory ends today at noon, that's not the end. We're expecting to feel more impact from the Canadian wildfires this week. And as we follow the case against that Wisconsin judge accused of helping an undocumented immigrant evade authorities, now, people who know the law say the charges should be dismissed. Here's Joanne Kulatz.
Dozens of retired state and federal judges think the case against Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan should be dismissed. Dugan is facing federal charges for allegedly obstructing immigration and customs enforcement agents in April as they tried to detain Mexican immigrant Eduardo Flores Ruiz at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. Flores Ruiz was arrested outside of the courthouse a short time later, and the FBI arrested Dugan at the courthouse a week later. An amicus brief in Dugan's case was filed Friday, signed by 138 retired judges, including former federal judges appointed by Republican and Democratic presidents. Echoing arguments made by Dugan's attorneys, the judges conclude her conduct seems in line with official acts of a judge. For that reason, she should be immune from prosecution.
That's Joanne Krulatz reporting, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The Canadian wildfire smoke is going to hang around again this morning. We may even catch a few sprinkles this morning, but the smoke should get out of here this afternoon. Sky will clear out, high in the mid to upper 70s today. Tonight, clear, low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic.
The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Tim Slecker will join us. We'll be talking about the latest in education.
And we'll find out if we need an attorney. Jim Santel will be our guest.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings, 6 till 8.
Bella, can we review? I am the important part of guest pool, not his dumb guesses. It is my ability to spoon feed people knowledge without knowing they're getting medicine. He's just the sugar. Okay.
People remember my guesses more than...
Shut up! Paul in Seattle. Hello, Paul. Hello, Paul.
I think that the only thing that her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ can do for Joni Ernst is to drive her demon-possessed spirit into that herd of pigs that she's got there on her farm that she likes to castrate. And then it...
Sorry, all right, we're running out of time. Oh, boy. I felt like that was going to have a grisly end.
like her commercial.
Like in Hannibal. What are all the pigs... Pulp Fiction. How many scenes are there with killer pigs? I can't remember.
Hannibal.
Yeah, you know, throw the guy in the lot of feral pigs. Okay, 58 minutes after the hour, Malcolm Nance coming up.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by Cynthia Eifert, retired career Foreign Service officer. We talk about the higher obligations of public servants and why what Trump is doing falls so far short.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar.
Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The 50% tariffs on steel and aluminum are now in place. The tariffs kicked in at midnight and are expected to boost prices on cars, appliances, even groceries and toys.
At Walmart, the nation's largest retailer, the cost of some toys way up. A baby Bourne doll that cost $34.97 in March now costs $49.97, up roughly 43%. Last month, an Etch-A-Sketch cost $14.97. Now it's $24.99, a nearly 67% increase. Walmart's CEO had sparked Trump's anger by warning the president's tariffs would lead to higher prices. Walmart telling us the new price hikes are influenced by a variety of factors.
ABC's Mary Bruce. Members of the Boulder community to hold a vigil tonight following the firebombing attack that left 12 people hurt, the suspect facing a hate crime and attempted murder charges. Several people feared dead in a stampede outside a cricket stadium in India. This is ABC News.